We're at a salon, a nuclear expo, a few days after France has discussed changing around its energy mix. Does that worry you?
There's no worry. What is clear is that the future law clearly states that nuclear power will remain the main pillar for power generation. That's clear. I am Charles Hufnagel, and I am spokesperson at Areval. Today it's 75% of nuclear in the energy mix. Tomorrow it will be 50%. 50% is still a lot.
It's still 25% less.
No, but 75% was high anyway. Any country which relies on a single technical way of generation is too dependent on this technology. So 50% is a good way to have a balanced energy mix.
I'm Karim Astut from Plastico & Composites.
It's a French subsidiary of a Dutch company with factories all over the world.
All over the world.
What do you make?
We make some structure for nuclear service and power generation.
This salon is happening just as there's discussion about reducing nuclear in France. Does that worry you?
I'm not worried because we don't know really when this energy will come down. So we will have a lot of work, even 40 or 50 years. We will have to produce a new equipment, we have also maintenance, and dismantling.
Dismantling a nuclear plant.
Yeah. This is the future, and we have not worried about this.
It's a non-carbon energy. We have to reduce carbon exhaust, so a lot of countries come back on the nuclear sector.
My name is Jean-François Debosse. I'm deputy manager for EBMI Group. It's a French engineering group dedicated to the energy area.
I'm very optimistic. I think that the decision to keep the right balance between the different energy sector is a good thing. It will give us the opportunity to develop our business in different areas and to innovate.
We are not against renewable energies. I think that it's a good idea to have different sources of energy. I'm Franck Vignal. I'm the president for the moment of Atom West.
And Atom West is a regrouping of companies that work in the nuclear sector.
Yes. So in France, we decide, okay, we will limit our capability to 50%. Okay. We can imagine that in some other countries, they will decide 45, 50, 65, and so on. That will be great for us.
Do you think like a French company faced with the political decision to reduce the percentage of nuclear in the mix, it's forcing you to now look at other markets in a way that maybe before
you know. We not have to wait for this kind of decision to have the will to go abroad. We are already there.
Today, the nuclear market is a world market. My name is Yves Fanjas, and I'm director of I2EN. This institute was created to coordinate the French team in terms of nuclear education. France, for years, for decades, has been exporting its nuclear activity to China, to South Africa, to many other countries. So it's not new. What is new is the number of newcomer countries. And for these newcomer countries, creating their capacity, their human capacity, is really key. You need people to be educated and trained so they can safely operate the future installations. Where we export nuclear, we want to export it in very safe conditions. And
because
thanks,
basically, if there's an accident, it makes everything
absolutely
look bad. So when you look at these political decisions to reduce nuclear and all that, it doesn't worry you?
No, because, well, in a country which still keeps 50% and put that in his law, the 50% of his electricity, not so many countries have 50% of their electricity from nuclear origin. So it means that France remains committed to nuclear.
So you're optimistic about the future of this industry?
Greatly optimistic, of course.